up. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you so much for tuning in to The Tea of Life. It is your girl, Keita Joe. Hopefully, y'all having a phenomenal day. Excuse me. So, this podcast is going to be quick. It's going to be about Kelsey Nicole on the Danza Project, talking about Megan Thee Stallion and the Tory Lanez incident. And I'm going to start off by saying, what the fuck was that? It was, let me check how long it was. It was over an hour. Let me tell y'all exactly how long that damn interview was. It was an hour and 47 minutes. 12 seconds of some bullshit. And I'ma just tell y'all right now, at the end of the whole interview, after you done sat through that bullshit, they gonna say, we didn't ask, we specifically didn't wanna ask certain things. I know there are going to be people that are going to be like, why didn't you ask this? Why didn't you ask that? And it was like, they were like, they're taking the high road, or they're not being negative, or I guess they were trying to insinuate that there were some things that she didn't want to talk about or something like that. My thing is, the whole interview, y'all could have scrapped that whole interview. Y'all literally could have made that hour and 47 minutes. Y'all could have took that down to 20 minutes with the shit that y'all was talking about. I was just like, what was y'all talking about? For me, they really didn't talk about nothing. There was nothing that was shared in that Danza Project interview that was not shared. If you listen to her testimony, you got more from the testimony than you ever got from this Danza interview. And it was like, what the fuck was y'all doing? Like, it was like, now I'm not gonna take from them, like, they seem like two great men interviewing her. It just seemed like, to me, it seems like a private conversation before. The whole interview, to me, felt like a private conversation before the interview actually starts. You know what I mean? And it was just like, if we finna have, like, come on, what's T.I.'s son name? If we standing on business, or we standing on business? Bitch, y'all dropped that ball, fumbled the ball. Did y'all even have the ball? The whole thing was a flop, a big ass flop. Don't waste your hour and 47 minutes. I don't even know how many views that video have, but it should have like 20 at this point. They didn't talk about anything. Like, she didn't really talk about, she was like, the betrayal. They really did a good little snippet to make you think that it was about to be like some tea. But there was no tea, honey. I'm telling y'all right now, so y'all don't waste y'all hour and 47 minutes out of your life. There was no tea that was shared. That's when she found out, like, in the car, I guess, during this whole incident that led to the shooting of Megan. It was like, I guess she was saying she found out about the betrayal, or how she betrayed her. But she didn't even elaborate on what she talking about. It was just kind of like she was betrayed. They didn't ask. Oh, excuse me. They didn't ask her, well, what, how do you, what was the betrayal? They didn't even ask questions. It was just like, what the, I mean, I'm not gonna say they didn't ask questions, but it was like, I feel like they were too fucking nice to do this goddamn interview. You know what I mean? And the whole thing just sounds like, the whole interview felt like a marketing ploy or advertisement for a song, for Kelsey Nicole's song, Bustin' Back. And they did play the song. Did they play? No. They didn't even play the song. They talked about the song at the end of the interview. And they were like, let's leave. Let's go out. Finish the interview going out with her song, right? Didn't play the song. So I was like, well, damn. Since they ain't gonna play it, let me go listen to the song myself. Now, the only reason the song even makes sense is when you listen to her testimony. Like, that's on YouTube. The testimony, I think, she was given to, I guess, the attorneys or whatever. When you listen to her testimony and then listen to her song, Bustin' Back, then you'll get like, oh, okay. I get what she means by the... I still don't really fully understand what she means by the betrayal, because there's like a underlying, insinuating, like she possibly dated Tory Lanez, or she possibly wanted to date Tory Lanez, or Megan wanted her to date Tory Lanez. Like, all of that, that's why, I'm saying they did not do this interview at all, because there's still so many questions. Like, was she dating Tory Lanez? We didn't get that information. What do you mean by betrayal? To me, I think she means, when she says betrayal, I think she means that after everything happened, she was getting threatened by people. And she had to move her from her home, I believe. Like, she didn't feel safe. And I believe she felt that the betrayal was Megan not talking to her no more after that whole thing, and leaving her completely, like, assed out. She stated, and this is not even from that Danza interview, this is, I got this from watching her witness testimony, that she had to move out of her own place after Megan wanted her to move with her, to be with her. And she was like, you know, she had just moved, and she, like, relocated for her, just for all of this to happen, and for her to, I guess, be asked out again. But she did say that Megan offered to pay her rent for a year after this whole thing happened. She did say that Tory Lanez called and was like, do you need anything? Or his lawyer told him to call and ask, you know. It was kind of a roundabout way of saying, like, he was trying to pay her off. There was no tea that was, like, there was nothing that was not, like, already put out there that came from this interview. The whole interview was a wash. And it was just like, you know, she, you know, talked about she's a businesswoman. She out here in these streets. She handling her business. She's a real person, like, really out, I guess, doing a thing. So when this interview, not this interview, but when all of this happened, and I guess Megan fans, or maybe Megan and Tory Lanez fans, were threatening her, I don't know. But she definitely makes it very clear that she felt like her life was being threatened by fans. Sidebar, like, how do you become a fan of any person that you have never met to the point where you start threatening other people that you have never met for a bitch that will probably never even blinked twice at you. And you, like, that right there is insane to me. That there are people that will threaten people or threaten people's lives or anything, any regard. Like, just like there were people talking about, oh, behind this Nicki Minaj thing, people are showing up to Megan's mom's graves. And it's like, who are y'all people? Like, who are you people? Like, that right there is, like, if y'all don't understand, like, that's dumb as hell, weird as hell, stupid as hell. All y'all motherfuckers that went to her mama grave should have got locked the fuck up. Like, that's dumb as hell. How do you become, like, what type of fan is that? Like, bitch, I don't want to be a fan of nobody to the extent where I'm finna go out and do some dumb shit like that. Excuse my language, but hell no. I'm not finna go to nobody's grave behind a bitch I don't know. Like, I love Nicki. I'm so team Nicki, but bitch, I ain't going nowhere for that bitch. I'm not going to no goddamn nobody's mother's grave behind a bitch I don't know. Like, that's taking it too far, like, to a whole nother extreme. And rap music, it don't move me to the point of, oh, I'm finna go over here and piss on or do whatever to anybody. Like, that right there is stupid to me. That's crazy. And I get it, people want to be team whatever, but at the end of the day, like, y'all tripping. Like, y'all tripping hard. And so, I get it. I guess Kelsey felt threatened. And she felt like Megan should have had her back. So, in the song, Bustin' Back, she basically was saying she would have testified if Megan would have kept it real or kept it a G. Kept it a G. She was like, she would have testified. She had no problem being a witness. But because Megan allegedly wouldn't talk to her no more, I guess, after this whole thing happened, that's why she was like, oh, well, if it's like that, well, bitch, I ain't gonna say a damn thing for you. You know, I'm not coming. I'm not being, like, that's between you and him. My thing is, the part where all of y'all is telling these stories and it's not making sense is somebody, it's like, if y'all want to tell people what happened, tell people what happened or shut the fuck up. Because there's something that everybody's not seeing. I know, I don't even think I watched the whole Megan Thee Stallion, Gayle King interview, but I know I heard or got it through the grapevine that she slept with Tory Lanez somewhere in there. Sidebar, I feel like definitely Gayle King was wrong for asking that girl that question. But at the same time, when you go from people like these Danza men, this Danza Project people, not asking questions to you have a person like, at least Gayle asked some fucking questions. These people, this Danza Project, they really didn't ask no questions. And I get it. Y'all want to be nice to these people. But I would have told her, if we not finna keep it a stack, then I don't even want to do the interview. You know what I mean? They really just, I think, did the whole thing for clicks and views. Like, it really has to be to get more awareness of their brand or whatever. Because they were very happy to have her on the show. They were very like, oh my gosh, we are so grateful to have a person like you on our show. And it's like, if y'all finna have a person like that on y'all show, y'all really need to do y'all due diligence, like, and ask some questions. They didn't ask nothing. There was nothing that was shared that was like, ooh, nothing. So to me, where I'm just gonna say it, because that's the questions I have, what is murky to me is, because it seems like she was in this relationship, because Kelsey, I'm talking about. It seems like she was in a relationship around this time, because she said that around this trial or after this trial, she got pregnant. So it seems as if she was in a relationship. So I don't understand what's going on between the whole thing. Where I put two and two together is, it sounds like, this is my opinion of what I think happened. And this is not from the Danza Project. This is from me listening to the witness testimony. Okay? Because that Danza thing didn't give no information. None. It was a complete waste of an hour and 47 minutes. We, I think, found out more about, I don't even know their names. The two men, I don't even know their names. But it was kind of like, every time the girl would talk, the one guy with the deeper voice, he would always just start chiming in with stories about his life. And it's like, nigga, we don't give a fuck. Ask questions like, bitch, are y'all finna ask it? Are y'all finna do an interview or y'all finna do an interview? Kelsey, girl, I can interview your ass better than this, bitch. And if you wanted somebody to be nice, we could be nice, but we finna ask some goddamn questions, bitch. I would have been like, what? Why do you feel betrayed? Are you betrayed because she left you asked out? Or did you feel betrayed because you were sleeping with Tory Lanez and then you found out she was sleeping with Tory Lanez? Was that the betrayal? Were you betrayed because she was making it seem like she wanted you to date Tory Lanez and then she started dating Tory Lanez? What is, like, specifically what was the betrayal? We didn't get none of that tea. So I think that Kelsey was sleeping with Tory Lanez and Megan was sleeping with Tory Lanez, and just from the witness testimony, they went to this party, they were having such a great time. Megan, Kylie and Tory were, I guess, in the jacuzzi, or they were on another side laughing and having fun. Somewhere in there, they decided it's time to go, right? So, somewhere in this, EJ, the stylist, packs up everybody's stuff, puts it in the car, tells Kelsey, go get Megan. Kelsey is like, Megan, it's time to go. Megan is drunk as fuck. Kelsey is saying she's doing this weird laugh that she's never heard of or never heard before, but it's like some weird laugh. I ain't never been that drunk to start laughing weird, so I don't even know what the fuck she meant by that. I really wish that she would have kind of mimicked the laugh that she was doing, so it can kind of give us a little bit of context of, okay, well, you know what I mean? It was just like, girl, Kelsey, I don't know, girl. Maybe you need to write it, because her storytelling abilities is just like, I don't get it. You know what I mean? I feel like, from just listening to the witness testimony, that Megan and Tory were getting closer than I think Kelsey knew about. And it seems that Megan was, because they got in the car, from what Kelsey said, you know, they finally got Megan in the car. They were about to leave. They left, actually. And then Megan, no, let me go back. So, like I said, Megan, Tory, and Kylie were in the jacuzzi. They finally was like, let's go, let's go. Tory is like, he's not leaving. He wants to stay. So, they end up leaving. Megan and Kelsey, well, I think, and EJ, yeah, they all left. Megan finds out that she lost or left her Louis Vuitton shoe, apparently. So, they go back. So, I guess when they go back, an argument happened between Tory and Megan, and Kylie allegedly told them they need to leave, like, leave the premises, Megan and Tory. So, I guess in the car, they were arguing more. So, it seems like from what Kelsey was saying, that Megan was upset that Tori was still, I guess, with Kylie. As if Kylie, I guess, had some type of affair with Tory Lanez. And maybe that's the in-between the lines that everybody is blurring, because don't nobody want to put Kylie out there. And Kylie, I guess, got a big enough bag to shut bitches up, I guess. So, maybe. But obviously not, because they wouldn't have said her name at all. You know, anyway. The whole interview was a waste of time. I feel like that was it in a nutshell, like what they talked about. They even did a snippet, like, from the what was it? The commercial. I'll say the commercial that they did, kind of promoting the interview. You could see Kelsey, I guess, singing along to Nicki Minaj's Bigfoot. That didn't happen in the interview, the Danza thing. Maybe that happened before or whatever, but they didn't show that. They didn't even talk about the Bigfoot song. They didn't talk about a lot of things. Like I said, they didn't ask no questions. But one thing that I took from the interview that I'll share with y'all, that I guess we can say was enlightening or something that I didn't know, was that she, Kelsey, was kind of responsible for Megan being who Megan is. Because she basically says that, you know, her father was in music, so she knew, you know, a lot about music and I guess how to make some moves or whatever in the music world. So when she heard Megan rap for the first time, she was like, whoa, like, you need to do something with this. You're a star. And she was basically saying, like, you know, she took her to the studio and, you know, arranged, I guess, I forgot the name of the song. But I guess whatever Megan's first freestyle or first whatever that she put out, she's basically saying, Kelsey is saying that she arranged for that to happen. And so she also went further to say that her mom, Megan's mom, may she rest in peace, pulled her to the side, Kelsey to the side, and was like, thank you so much for everything that you did. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Ooh. So I don't know what's true or what's not true. At this point, this whole Megan Thee Stallion's, Tory Lanez, the shooting in the foot, the Bigfoot, the hiss, the anaconda, the cobra, all of it to me is like beating a dead horse at this point. I really don't care about none of it. I'd rather y'all just make music and let all of this go. But it's like such a... Anyway, Kelsey's song Bustin' Back was actually a really good song. I actually really liked it. So, and she put out, I feel like the song Bustin' Back, it kind of elaborates on a lot of things a little bit, but not really. So, to me, the whole, I guess, friendship coming to an end is because, to me, it sounds like they was both sleeping with Tory Lanez. And they both didn't know about it. Or one knew and the other one didn't. And it seems like Kelsey felt like they were playing head games with her. Like she was the only one that didn't know what was going on. That's what it sounds like. And then after the whole thing happened, she was just kind of like thrown away. And nobody would let her talk to Megan. She was not able to go to the hospital and visit her or see her. She was like, they were inseparable. They were best friends. And she don't understand what happened for all of this to end up like this and for them to not be talking. And I don't understand either, but it's, that's what I'm saying. There's some type of, somebody's not saying something, because it's really not adding up to me for them to not be friends because of this Tory Lanez situation. It sounds, and it seems like Kelsey do seem like the type of person that's not finna come out and do anything just for like clout, because I don't recall seeing anything really too much of her outside of like lately with this interview and I think the witness testimony. I don't know, but the only thing that I can see to me that would make sense to them for me for them to not be friends would be, yeah, they both were sleeping with him and it came to a head that night. So the real, like, the real questions I feel like the dancer people needed to ask was, so you was cheating on your boyfriend? Because she is very clear that she has a man. So it's like, so were you cheating on your boyfriend? Like, were you cheating? And were you upset because you was feeling some type of way about Tory Lanez? But then Megan, I feel like what's not being said must be that Megan was probably, maybe Megan told her, put her in her place, that how you gonna feel some type of way when you already got a man? Maybe that's the thing. Or maybe, child, I feel like somewhere they not saying something, and that's all, that's it, and that's all. Somebody's not saying something, and at this point, if y'all not gonna share all the tea, keep all the tea to yourself. Like, we didn't even need the helicopters to get no footage of no, and then for them to be like, oh, there's footage out there somewhere, who cares at this point? Because y'all are not giving up the tea. So it's like, we gonna, somebody's gonna do their due diligence. That's what the internet is about. Somebody's gonna put two and two together. Maybe all of these ones plus ones plus ones is gonna add up, and we're all gonna come to the real tea ourselves. But it don't look like Megan, Tory, or her friend Kelsey are ever gonna help us, like, fully get the tea. I just think it's something they don't want people to know, because that interview, there was nothing shared. There was nothing shared. Nothing. I feel like that was all, that was it. That was discussed in the Denzel interview in a nutshell. So I'm just going to end this by saying, I don't want to waste y'all time no more, but I feel like the only thing that I got from the whole interview was Kelsey feeling like she started Megan's career. And she don't know how or why they, how they got to where they are now. Megan seemed like the type of person, maybe I'm just assuming, but it sounds like she could be kind of like me, you know, like when you know you got me fucked up, I know how you got me fucked up, and I feel like if I know, you know, because it's common sense of how you got me fucked up. And people really do be wanting you to elaborate on where you got them fucked up at. And everybody ain't gonna give you that. And I know me, I'm not finna tell you where you got me fucked up at, depending on what it is. And I have to really care about you to tell you, oh, bitch, you got me fucked up. And where you got me, like, I have to really care enough about a person to tell them all of that type stuff. I'm the type of person, I just walk about your life. I'll leave you right where you at. And hell yeah, bitch, I could know you 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Depending on what you do or what you say or how I felt or how I feel will determine how I'm going to react to the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Kelsey needs to probably think about the whole, I don't know, because it sounds like they not sharing something. It sounds like Megan standing on, bitch, she don't fuck with you. For whatever reason. And why is the question. Because if her sleeping with Tory Lanez is not the betrayal, if her leaving you alone is the betrayal, then girl, she offered to pay your rent for a year. What else do you need? Like, if someone, I really wish they would elaborate on something, because something is not coming out. So I feel like somebody need to say something or just shut the fuck up. But I feel like Kelsey had to do something that she's not really telling people about. Or Kelsey had to something that she's not really sharing. Because why would Megan just cut you out or cut you off like that if you didn't do nothing? But I mean, hell, bitches to leave bitches alone for the smallest thing. I don't know. It just sounds like somebody's not sharing something. It sounds like there's more to the tea, but we just, like, don't have all the ingredients to get to the tea. You know what I mean? So, I just feel like someone, I think they both were sleeping with Tory. That's the only conclusion that I can come up with to be like this upset, or I don't know, y'all. And then she did say, look what dick is, and she said that in the song, look at what dick is costing you. And what is it costing her? Because I mean, what is it really costing her? Because true indeed, like, that song Cobra was a good ass song. That video was a good ass video. So I feel like at this point, Megan can do whatever she want to do. If she choose to make songs and talk about Tory Lanez, then that's on her. But I definitely feel like she can, like, start right now and keep moving and going forward. Her career gonna be whatever her career is gonna be. Like, she didn't really lose too much of nothing at this point. You know what I mean? Like, she, whatever this moment was when Nicki Minaj gave her a whole lot more traction. Like, if I was her manager or anybody in her corner, I would have been like, you're sleeping in the goddamn studio for the next fucking 2-3 months. We need some songs and we need to put them out now. And we need some, you know what I mean? Like, I would have her in the studio all day. Her ass wouldn't be doing nothing but writing fucking songs. She want to go out, bitch, you better be going out to the club to listen to some music and bring your ass right back and write some goddamn songs. I feel like right now she should have been done put, like, right now is the time for her to put out something. Cardi B done put out a song. I haven't even listened to it yet. I don't feel like it's costing her too much of nothing. Really and truly, I feel like it's just all of this really gave her a little bit more publicity. All of this gave her a little bit more brand awareness. You know, it's people who hate Nicki, that's so team anybody but Nicki. So I'm pretty sure Megan got a whole lot more clout just because of the Nicki and Megan thing. You know what I mean? So Nicki more so took a bigger hit than Megan in they beef or whatever, because Nicki shouldn't even responded to begin with. Like, Nicki shouldn't even responded. And I get it. I seen her thing where she was like, she a Caribbean woman. Don't expect her not to, you know, all of that. But, you know, realize. A lot of these tell real lies. They're not about you to, okay. So, yeah, I feel like the whole Danza interview, y'all, it was a complete wash to me. I wouldn't watch it. If I was not trying to do this podcast, I would have been cut it off at probably 20, 30 minutes. Because I was like, what the fuck is this? You know? But because I listened to that whole thing, and once that thing ended, I was like, bitch, I'm not even finna do a podcast on this. But I was like, child, I got time today. I'm driving. I'm going. You know what I mean? Y'all know when I get to driving, I have time to talk. So I was like, let me get on here and talk about this damn Kelsea interview that wasn't shit. Yeah, I'm going to finish this by saying I would ask, yeah, what was the betrayal? Was you sleeping with Tory Lanez? Were you aware that Megan was sleeping with Tory Lanez? Did you watch the Gayle King interview? What did you think of the Gayle King interview? Were you in the studio with her when she was writing songs? What did you think of being in the studio with her when she was writing songs? You know, were Tory and Megan working on music together? You know, what was they saying when they was arguing back and forth about each other's careers? Because she said that in the witness testimony, too. They was down talking or roasting each other based off of their careers. What was some of the stuff that they were saying? They didn't address nothing. They did not address anything. So, like I said, it was really a waste of an hour and 40-some-odd minutes. You want to watch it, go ahead. But, yeah, I'm done. I've reached my location. Sidebar. I'm gonna start working on, because I realize quite a few people are looking on social media, so I'm gonna work on creating a package, like an advertising package. So if you want to be not sponsored, but if you want to be featured on my social media, that can be both the X and Instagram. I'm going to come out with a marketing package. I'm going to share it on both of my social media platforms. And if you're interested, send me a message. I'll put all of it on the ad that I'm going to come out with. And yeah, we'll go from there. If you have any questions, we'll go from there. Anyway, y'all get where I'm going with this. Y'all understand what I mean? Stand on business this year, you know? Thanks for tuning in. Peace.